Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
I just finished Friday's show, so we turned the mics up and just talked for a little bit. If it's your first time ever listening to the show, this was not on the air what we're doing right now. That's why it's called the post-show pre-show. I got a couple things. A 65-year-old tourist was attacked by a shark while kayaking in Hawaii.
Oh.
But says, I will be back. I'm gonna keep kayaking. It's gotta be one of those things, though, where you go, if you're not so traumatized by the event, you just don't think it's gonna happen again. Odds are you're not gonna get hit by a shark once. And one has nothing to do with the other, unless the guy's kayak is full of beef.
Or it looks like a fish.
Yeah, yeah, authorities shut down all the beaches because obviously there's a shark attack. But I heard everybody yelling, shark, shark! What happened to him? I know he got treated for like a bite wound. Oh, it was a woman?
Yeah.
Wow.
How does the shark bite through the kayak? Like that's a big bite.
I'm not sure. I don't know.
Maybe she had a leg hanging out or something.
Well, that's the problem.
You know?
Maybe with a cut on it.
Yeah.
A man almost loses his arm to a flesh-eating bacteria after a fishing trip. A Florida guy went fishing in the Gulf of Mexico and pricked himself with a fish hook. And then he got a flesh-eating bacteria.
Oof.
I think that's what I'm going to do on my next vacation. I'm just going to go, maybe.
You're going to go fishing?
Go see Arkansas. Well, the problem is in the summer, unless you're going to go catch shad and try to catch some striper, it's just not good fishing there.
Oh.
So, I don't know. Maybe. But I was talking to him. I should get him on the show soon.
Yeah. I like it when he's on.
Arkansas Keith?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, then find some stuff to talk to him about.
Okay. I just get him on.
I'm like, where are you? I'm in the woods.
He's hunting. Depending on what time of year
then
it is.
Then he used to get a buddy with him. And he's like, yeah.
He calls him by his first name. Like, we don't know who he is.
Charlie's in here with me.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, I don't know, Charlie.
I love it.
The Navy's working on guidelines for reporting UFOs after pilots have been like, take us seriously. Has your husband seen UFOs? Amy, be honest.
Oh, for sure.
Has your husband seen like aliens?
No.
Has he been abducted? Has your husband been probed? Be honest.
I don't know. He hasn't said that. So I don't know.
Amy, you guys have those rocking chair moments, like where he's like,
Yeah, but that's rocking chair talk. Like we're not old enough yet. We still have the rocking chairs. We haven't had the talk.
Okay.
That's like, we still have at least 20 more years maybe of that. I don't know. What stuff, how long does it take for something to become declassified? 25 years?
She's asking
more than
us.
That.
So I don't know.
I was reading this article about how, it was kind of a funny article, about how we're aliens to fish. Now listen, because what reminded me of this.
I'm listening.
Thank you. Aliens take us from out of our land, take us up, probe us, throw us back into the earth. Think about a boat going above the water.
We probe
them. You go down with the line, like that UFO sends a pew, you pull it up, you look at the fish, you examine it, take a picture of it, throw it back down.
Wow. Wow, we are the aliens,
we're the aliens to fish. That's not my thing. I saw that probably on Reddit. Do you see that, Mike?
Yeah.
I mean, that makes sense.
What about fish tanks.
Fish tanks. Do you see that? Is this your own thought or Reddit thought?
I just thought of it now.
Fish tanks would be like, when the alien takes someone and holds them for a little bit.
Or jail.
It's okay. Okay.
This is like jail.
See what you're saying?
He's watching us. We're trapped. Nowhere we can go. Amazon Prime will soon include one-day shipping now. Free one-day shipping instead of two.
Amazing.
Saw that. Avengers Endgame comes out this weekend, getting excellent reviews. It's at a 94%? 94% Rotten Tomato?
96.
Is it that high? Oh, wow, 96% fresh. Did you get to watch any of them, Eddie?
Not yet.
I thought you were going to watch.
I'm doing it all today.
Oh, you all today.
Tonight, and then I have till 6:30 tomorrow.
Mike D, if there's one or two he needs to watch, because I don't think he'll be able to watch them all.
I say just watch the two.
I think Black Panther is a big.
Oh, I've seen Black Panther. Is that one of them?
Then watch the first Avengers and then the last one that just happened.
Infinity Wars. Because I got the lowdown from my son, and he says that since the bad guy collected all the stones, he's able to make some serious damage with the superheroes. Is he right on that?
Yeah. That's what happened.
Watch the last one. I enjoyed the last one.
Okay.
I'm surprised you felt. Were you just tired?
I was just tired. I do that in movies all the time now. I just fall asleep in the middle of them.
Why are you so tired, though?
I'm just always tired.
But why?
Well, because we wake up early for the job, and then I have kids. Now I have four, and like I'm just exhausted. Like my wife and I, we're like it's 8:30 sometimes, and we're just both asleep.
They're kids.
I know, and this is what happens.
Just take a
and
nap, then, and they'll be there when you wake up.
And then theaters
open
now.
Open your eyes, they'll still be there.
They will still be there. But theaters now have these reclining chairs. Like, dude, it's so comfy. Fall asleep.
That is the thing. Yeah, that's all the stories I didn't quite get to. You know what I had for dinner last night?
What?
Fish.
4 Kit Kats.
Oh. Hmm.
And we talked about it on today's show, but because there was no... I was doing the draft last night, and there was no food. And so I just ate Kit Kats the whole time.
Is there candy there?
Lots of candy. Lots of, like, snacks. I had candy and 5-hour energy. Because I had nothing. I know.
That's not good,
wow,
man.
It's not good.
How do you feel on that? I've never taken one.
A 5-hour energy?
It's awesome, Amy.
I don't know anymore that it affects me.
Oh, really?
Maybe it can dig me out of a hole, but it doesn't make me feel extra good.
Did you crash?
No, not really.
No.
I did take a Xanax last night, though. And I do that, like, twice a week.
Talk about an upper and a downer.
Yeah, see, that's what Elvis did, dude. Be careful.
5-hour energy in Xanax.
And he didn't do 5-hour energy.
Small.
I don't think it was Xanax either.
Well, here's why. I didn't get in until midnight last night and had to get up early and do the show. And so what am I going to do? Just stare at the ceiling and not get any sleep? And so my doctor said I could, you know, if I needed to take it like 1 or 2 times a week, it would be okay. And so I took one last night and crashed like a mother.
Good.
Like, it's just like, swallow, out.
Just like that? You don't even remember?
When I used to take them most nights, it was just, you know, it would help. But now it's just like, bam. But I never feel good on it. Like, it never made me feel good.
Like, you're not really rested?
No, it never makes me feel like high.
Oh, well, that's
but
why some people
take
that.
It chills you out. You say that you're just cooler when you're on it. Like, if you take it before you go to bed, like, people talk to you and they're like, hey, you're really cool right now.
This is the thing. I think it normalizes me into human form.
Yeah.
Because I'm so, I wouldn't say high strung, because I'm very quiet and reserved until it's time for me to work, but I'm so just tense. Because I'm like, what's next? What's happening in 30 minutes? What's my calendar say about 2 hours? Because my schedule is so regimented and everything I'm doing for the next 3, 4, 7 days, month. I'm thinking about this. I got to think about this bit at 7:20 tomorrow. I take his Xanax and I'm like, 7:20 tomorrow, F it.
It's all good.
I got a show in the morning. Who cares? I'm just normal. I get to it when I get to it. Let me grab a book.
Which is the way you think that you should be, just in general?
At times, I should be able to relax and just turn
it off.
Work off. I never can turn it off.
Yeah. I don't know. I've known people that like feel like they're better on like whatever. Like they're high, they're weed.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, I'm just much funnier. I'm better. Like I can perform better like that. And some people that like need to be drunk to like be normal. It's weird.
Be drunk.
Yeah. Like I can be more social when I'm drunk.
Social, I get.
Social
isn't, up.
Doesn't mean better, but. You mean that they're functioning
like
alcoholics?
I feel like I can actually sleep. I can actually, like my heart rate goes down a bit instead of me all the time.
Yeah.
I don't really have nightmares so much when I'm on it. I told Amy, I'm a better person.
You know, when I talked
Maybe it's the same thing, Eddie.
Hey, when I talked to Willie one time, he said he quit smoking for like a week. And he had
Willie Nelson.
Bad. Yeah, Willie Nelson.
Not Willie from Duck Dynasty.
No, Willie Nelson. And he said he had terrible, terrible nightmares, so he had to go back.
It's probably just your body not... It's not normal for your body not to get whatever it's getting.
Mm.
Sugar, salt, chemicals,
whatever it is.
Whatever it is, your body's going, uh-oh, mm-hmm. I'm not getting what I'm supposed to get. Let me freak out a little bit.
Mm.
So I would imagine that's what it is. But, yeah, well, there you have it. Anything else, Amy, you'd like to say before we get crack-a-lacking with today's show?
Nah.
Nah.
All right. Nah.
I think Amy lit one up as we were...
as we were talking about
in
that.
In the middle of this segment. Nah. We good. Amy's new podcast is up, 4 Things with Amy Brown. Amy, what is it today?
Healing your relationship with food, benefits of cold showers, staying healthy while traveling, and how to prepare for the loss of your dog. Really well-rounded random things.
They get me a dog, but man, you want to talk about people being experts on things? Everybody's a freaking expert on dogs. And what dogs I should get, what dogs I shouldn't get, and why I should, just like, I should have never brought it up.
Well, I think it's helpful to get people's input. I mean,
no, there's a difference. I click my Insta stories, and sometimes I'll click in, and some people start to send me the picture of the wiener, so I don't do it as much.
You mean your DMs?
Yeah.
Like wiener dogs?
No, like their penises.
They do?
That's
yeah,
weird.
So...
Why?
Well, do you have a blue check mark yet? Check and look, because I've submitted for you to get a blue check mark.
Oh, so, me too,
no,
like
but
10
I,
times.
I recently did.
Oh.
See if you have one, no. So if you have a blue check mark, on your DMs you have 2 layers. Your friends, and you can click through... Like this. Do you have this, Amy?
No, I don't have one yet.
Like, look, these are my DMs, but do you have another one? do you click? It's like a second layer. Wait, so it'd be like.
Yeah, you have that even. Yeah, I have that.
So it's like your friends and then, okay.
People that I've replied to and then requests for me to see.
Or friends. Yeah. Yeah. So I went over to it and everyone's always like, no, first of all, like, dudes would be funny and send me penis pictures.
That's not funny.
So I don't go over there as much anymore. I don't even open up dude ones anymore.
Yeah, don't do that, guys.
Like, I know funny things. I've seen a lot of funny things.
And that's not funny.
That's not.
No.
Sometimes I'll laugh, though.
You do?
Yeah. I don't want to see it, but I'm like, they got me.
No, I'd be so pissed but if
I
did that.
But I don't open it anymore. I guess I could, like, press charges, huh?
Oh, for sure you can.
Here, look at this guy's penis.
No!
No, I'm just kidding. There's not one.
I didn't look.
But everyone, when I click to it, it's like, this is what dog you should get. Don't listen to this. Everybody's an expert. Yeah. The internet allows everybody to be an expert. Here's one. Hey, Bobby.
Is this a friend or just
I don't know. I just got this one. We met at Barnes & Noble book signing last year. We talked shoes and I said no picture, but we posed anyway for the memory. Ha, ha, ha. Anyway, check the new Kyrie 5 out. 90s are back. Yeah, buddy. Shoe boy. Somebody sent me a picture of shoes.
Boy.
That's funny I did that, though. I was like, oh, you have a camera? Let's just pose for a memory.
That's cool.
Thank you. I made that
Dang,
up.
Dude.
I do that sometimes. They're like, you have a camera? All right, let's do a memory pose. God, I'm funny sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes.
I'm probably on Xanax. I'm better on Xanax.
See? Yeah. So I'm saying. Yeah, people do that.
Lunchbox, Eddie, Ray, you guys have the sore losers today?
We do.
Talking about the draft?
Of course. Talking about the draft and one NFL player's career is over.
NFL player. Which player would that be?
Tyreek Hill.
Oh, the child abuse stuff?
Oh,
yep.
Yeah.
It's over.
He was in the draft?
No.
No, he's a player.
Oh.
And, like, doesn't his girl have, like, what? This is all happening while we were there last night.
He has the voice recording of them walking through the Dubai airport and him going, why is he saying daddy didn't? And she was like, well, you punch him in the chest. That's why. And he was like, he's scared of me and you better be scared of me too, you B.
Oof.
This happens right at the draft last night. And so it's like all the buzz. And we don't have a news feed. We're just kind of catching things as it's going on, and I saw like the graphic pop up about
really?
That.
Really?
Yeah. And I was with Adam Schefter last night.
Yeah, so what is it with that guy? Like, he knows everything.
He had multiple phones going.
Yes. And see, he does this sometimes on interview sets. He has, Amy, he's like the insider, knows all the inside information, and he'll have four iPhones sitting in front of while he's doing an interview. And then he'll look at his phone, and they'll be like, is there breaking news? He's like, nah, my friend texted me.
He had his phone.
It's ridiculous.
You know how you hold cards out, and like you do like... And you hold it like 10 cards and spread in your hand. He had like four phones and he was doing that, looking at all of them during the draft. And it, what I felt was that they didn't know they were going to pick him at number one until, or unless someone was, they were still taking offers for that number one pick late.
And how does he know all this stuff?
You just know your connections,
networks.
Friends, buddies. It'd be like me going, I know which country artists actually hate each other's guts. And I know the artist. At this point, I've been here so long, and I have a story and relationships with everybody that people tell you stuff.
But we have this argument on the podcast all the time, me and Lunchbox, about like someone just doesn't tell him without thinking that, oh, he won't tell anyone. Like they tell him, like, hey, I'm going to give you this information,
right?
And you can now say it.
Yes, but you can't say who told you.
Yeah, because they'll get in trouble because the organization doesn't want it out there.
Everything's off the record, and they tell him all the time. They know he's going to say it. You don't tell him.
Without
he's not your best friend that you wanted to hold a secret.
Right.
He's the guy you tell things to that you want to get out. It's like White House leaks. Like those happen. They call reporters, not so the reporter keeps it a secret.
Mm.
You tell the reporter so they tell it, but the reporter won't tell who it came from. So you don't call Adam Schefter unless you want him to put it out. Or unless you're giving him a tip like, hey, you can go talk to this other person, he would know.
Right.
So it's all to get out.
He's so interesting to me.
But he had all these, he had all his phones.
I love it.
It was like 5 or 6 minutes before the first pick. And he was like, they still haven't made their decision yet. They're still listening. And I'm just like, I shouldn't be listening.
Yeah. You got closer, one ear.
Mm-hmm. Did I tell David Pollock? I told David Pollock's story.
Yeah.
Super nice. Who else did I see that was super cool? Everybody was pretty nice. But everybody's running super fast at the draft. That's their job.
Yeah.
Did
you see Taylor at all?
Yeah, they moved it.
Taylor Swift?
Yes. They kind of kicked us out of our room and curtained it off so that she could have it.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
It's like she's the president.
Yeah. It's a whole thing. But it's a good event. I'll go back out tonight. I just got to note that it's not raining and everybody's excited.
Yes.
So I think I'm going to. And last night, I don't know what I said on the air and what I said in room to Amy because I was talking about it a lot. They had 5 or 6 reporters. Did I say this on the air?
No.
No.
I mean, I'll say it. It's not I can't say it. But they had 5 or 6 reporters. Apparently, the ESPN part, when I did 3 or 4 hits, was semi-hard to get onto because they're just running so fast. The ESPN thing, they're like, hey, you may not even get on night one. or ABC, the ABC part. You might even get on because there are like 8 reporters. It's running so fast. Things are fluid. And so it started raining, and I couldn't go out early because they didn't want to send the camera out in a pouring crowd in the pouring rain. And then we waited like an hour to like the 8th or 9th pick, and I went out and did a first hit, and everyone's like, "Oh, you got on!" And I didn't know it was like a game. I didn't know maybe I wouldn't.
Everyone's just kind of a little possessive towards their spot, right?
Well, just other people waiting for their spots. The reporters there, and they should have been. They're like, they knew what they were doing.
Yeah, they're sports reporters.
I'm just like a guy they asked to come be part of. ABC put me in. And so I was like, yeah, I got on. They're like, oh, congratulations. Nobody ever gets on the main draft night one. I was like, yeah. So then I got on again. And they're like, how'd you get on again? And I was like, I don't know. They sent me up to the top of Dirk's bar. And Luke was at the desk, college game day. And we were kind of going back and forth. And then at the end of the show, I got on again. And then there were like six people never got on. So I'm very grateful that they put me on last night on ABC.
And that's beyond your control.
I had no idea. I honestly thought I might be on it all night 30 times.
Yeah.
So a little bit I was like, I've only been on 3 times in 3 hours. It blows. But really, looking back, I actually am pretty grateful now because not everybody even got on at all. It's the first time they've ever done the draft on ABC, on the network.
Oh, yeah, on a major network?
On a major network.
It's always on ESPN.
Yeah.
Your job was cool, though, because we got to see the people in there, like the group of the mass crowd that they showed the overhead of.
It was so obnoxiously crowded. Just...
And those people, because the mics, they're not that sensitive because they're used to like loud noises, so it focuses on your voice. But are people just yelling while you're trying to talk?
They're screaming so loud, I don't even hear what I'm saying. I'm just trusting I'm saying things. And you just trust it. You just trust. I remember being on ESPN and going, I used to think it was stupid people put the fingers in their ear, said, but... I have to do it right now because I can't hear anything. And so it was pretty nutty. But it's cool. I got some cool pictures out of it. Like I was reporting on ESPN and ABC.
It's awesome.
For sports. Anyway, that being said, let's get going. You can check out their podcast today. And I think we'll get rocking here. Anything else we want to say?
No. Sorry. We'd already talked about some of that, so I wouldn't let Eddie get excited.
I noticed you checked out and started drinking. What are you drinking over there? Beer?
Nice. It's Friday. It's Friday.
It's great.
Beer car Friday?
Drink
it. It looks like beer, but it's green tea.
Amy goes to the early cart. It's the cart for later. She just gives one.
No.
What is it?
I don't really drink beer. This is green tea. With tequila.
Yeah, right.
Just kidding. It's like early.
All right. Ready, Rock? Today's show, Friday, April 26th, starts now.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, nah, here he is.
Turn it up.
Hey, welcome to Friday's show. Morning studio.
Morning.
All right, big show. Jody Messina comes in later.
Yes, Carolina. Tails, California.
I read this. The most attractive male body part is... Amy?
Male body part.
The most attractive male body part is...
It's easy, Amy.
Biceps.
A strong upper body is the most attractive. Big shoulders.
I was thinking shoulders, chest, biceps. Yeah. Okay.
What about brain? Why can't people like me just get looked for our brain?
You asked for the most attractive body part.
Yeah.
I guess people automatically go physical.
And they can't see your brain to be fair about.
Your brain is covered by your head.
It's never nerdy guys like me that get the love.
Hair.
Yeah. I read that this morning. One tip to instantly increase your attractiveness for guys and girls, by the way. Nodding your head. Because it makes you seem more likable and approachable. So if you're just nodding your head.
Oh.
Yeah, a couple of those.
Okay, interesting. Everyone's like walking around this weekend nodding.
Now time for the quote of the day. I'm glad everybody's here.
Quote of the day.
That's a good one. This is from Dolly Parton, who I quote often here. We cannot direct the wind, but we can adjust to the sails. Which basically means a lot of your environment, a lot of the circumstances that come at you, you have no control over. However, you do have control with how you react to it and how you persevere, how you may choose an alternate route. So you can direct the wind, but you can't adjust the sails, from Dolly Parton. She's pretty prolific.
Mm. Yeah.
It's like a different quote from her. I could use one every day, I feel like.
Yeah,
I feel like
good.
Next week could be all Dolly quote week.
Okay.
I'm not going to do that,
but
I feel like it could be.
Here's the Bobby Bones Show podcast highlight segment of the day.
I have a note here. This is Morgan number 2 has questions after seeing Bobby on the draft last night. What are your questions?
Well, I just want to know like some things that happened while you were out reporting.
Well, first of all, let me say this. My left ear doesn't work. It was so loud where I was because they put me on the street that I had to turn my earpiece up. My left ear is still humming. I went to sleep last night with this in my ear. It's not there. Will it fix itself?
I don't know.
Find out in a year or so.
I can't possibly have lost hearing through one earpiece through one night, right?
That'd be terrible. I don't know, maybe.
It's not there. It's like a rattle in my ear still. Ooh. This morning. Last night, I did go out on the street with the NFL draft. I did ESPN for a few hours, and I did ABC for a few hours, but it rained so bad that the first hour of the draft, they wouldn't let us go out with the cameras, because I guess it's not worth it to ruin a $100,000 camera with 30 seconds of me going, we're on the street and we're crazy. So, but yeah, and then was hanging out with Luke last night a little bit. Luke Bryan, he was there. And then Tim McGraw came over to me last night and grabbed my leg, and I had to act manly. But I'm telling Tim, if you're listening, not cool. He squeezed my leg so hard. Like, you know how you do that horse thing?
Like a Charlie horse?
No, oh, no, like the horse, like a horse eating.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And squeezed the front of my leg, the quad, so hard, and just thought it was so funny.
Did you giggle?
No, I was like, And he was like, what up? And great. He was being funny. And just squeeze. And that was just, I played it cool, but it hurt so bad because I'm a little boo-boo.
Yeah.
So I guess that's,
strong.
I guess that's McGraw's thing.
I think that means he likes you.
Oh, I like Tim a lot. Yeah. But for that, like 20 seconds he wouldn't let go, I did not like Tim McGraw. And then he let go and I was like, I like you again. But yeah, it was a good night for me. To be on ESPN and ABC is always good. What are your questions?
Well, did you get really anxious, like being all up in the crowds? Because it was so crowded down there.
That was the most anxious part. Originally, I was going to talk to players, but the weather just kind of threw everything off. And they were like, just go out in the crowd, because there were 125,000 people on the street. And so I go down there, and it took us a long time to get in places. But they had so much security around me. I actually felt important.
Oh, wow.
Like, because we just couldn't even move through the crowd. It was so packed. So we'd get somewhere, and then you put a big light on. And yeah, I was anxious, but it was good. No one ever wants to mess with me. It's not like I'm Luke Bryan. I was thinking I'm not famous. So people are just like, oh, there's Bobby. You know? Sometimes people would like dance or like lift their shirt up, guys behind the camera.
Yeah.
And then we'd just be like, stop being an idiot. And they would. they'd be like, my bad, okay, we're all good. Yeah. What else?
So did you have to have somebody lead you into all the crowds?
Yes, multiple people. It felt like when boxers walk into the ring and they have their people in front of them.
Yeah.
I would hold on to someone's shoulders because it was so thick, and we would just move to the middle. And so, yes, yeah, okay. It was so crowded.
Who was the favorite person that you interacted with there?
I got to hang out with a lot of the sports guys backstage. So it was like the game day people, like Reese Davis, Samantha Ponder was back there.
Yeah, she's cool.
David Pollack was probably my favorite, and we have a mutual friend, and then he was like, dude, I watch American Idol every week.
Oh,
and,
really?
Because I felt like I was bothering him. And so I went up to David Pollack, who played defensive end, or he played defense for Georgia, then Cincinnati, the Bengals, and I was like, hey, man, I don't want to bother you. And he was like, bother me? And he goes, can we get a picture? And I was like, yes, we can. And I was like, do you mind if I get one too? So it was good. It was just a lot. I'm such a sports nerd, and I don't do it as much here. I did a national sports show for years and years, so I don't get to do it as much here. So it was kind of fun to get back into that. Chris Mortensen, a lot of those guys were super cool. Lee Corso, do you know the NMR?
Did you talk to him?
A bit, yeah. But everyone was in their draft books.
Yeah.
It was
studying hard.
Yeah,
did you see Robin Roberts?
Amy, yes. Ah! I'm going to tell you the greatest. This is my best story.
Okay.
I didn't even think about it.
Okay, great.
I'm not going to exaggerate one bit. So I see Robin Roberts walk through, and we're all back in like a little kitchen. And I love Robin Roberts. She's always been so kind to me. And she read my first book, Bare Bones, before I ever did press for it. And she came up to me and was like, I just finished your book on the beach. And I was like, I'm Bobby Bones. I'm not Bobby Brown. I'm not Bobby Boucher. And I was like, what? She goes, yeah. And so I'm standing back there, and Robin Roberts walks through, and she goes, hey, Bobby Bones. And I don't want to bother her. And I was like, hi, that's me. And she was like, how's it going? And so I stood up from my table and I said, it's going really great. She said, hey, listen, when you filled in for Ryan Seacrest on American Idol, it was so good. It's so funny that like you had no time to rehearse that, because I heard the stories. And I was like, yeah. And she said, so tonight you're going out on the streets? I was like, yeah. She goes, all right, we'll throw it to you. It'll be good. And then we talked, because she was on ESPN. That's how I knew her at first.
Yeah.
And I was like, how is it back on ESPN? And she goes, well, you know, it used to be something I was super comfortable with, because she knows I know what I'm here for. She's so nice. And she knew who I was from just, I wasn't going to approach her. But she was like, Bobby Bones. She didn't call me Bobby Jones.
She got it right.
It was great. Yeah, it was great. She was probably my favorite. Yeah. But anything else, Morgan, number two?
Yeah, well, so when it was kind of misting or sprinkling, did somebody hold an umbrella for you when you were out there reporting?
At the very end.
Wow.
I had a right,
Dang, you made it.
There were two umbrella holders, one for the camera and one for me.
Wow.
And I don't even think it was for me. I think it was for the mic I was holding.
Oh, the expensive mic.
Because they didn't want, yeah. But there's a picture on my Instagram of me on an ESPN mic. It's a pretty cool picture. Of all my pictures, I think that was a good one.
Was that a childhood memory for you, like a goal? Were you ever just like, ooh, ESPN, that'd be cool to be on that?
No, I mean, sure.
Because you're a sports guy. Like.
But I was never like, I mean, I'm telling you guys, this is going to sound so weird. Even though I come from, you know, a very tiny town with you know, no privilege, I just always felt like if I worked hard enough, I could be wherever I wanted. Yeah. I never have felt like anything was out of my grasp. I still don't. I just feel like if you show up and work hard enough, I feel like I can be president of the United States.
Like I literally was about to say, that is why he says he can be president of the United States. And what I've learned from watching him, I used to kind of be like, okay, Bobby, like president, calm down. But who am I to squash his dream? And most stuff that he sets his mind to, yeah, he ends up
he
doing.
Does. You just show up and knock on the door until someone answers. And if they don't answer, go to the next house.
Yeah.
And so that's always been me. It's like you can tell me that I'm not supposed to do a lot of things, that people like me that grew up like I grew up aren't supposed to do a lot of things. But there's always, I don't even know what supposed to means anymore. Mm-hmm. Who's supposed to do anything?
Yeah.
So it was super cool for me, but at the same time, I just don't think anything's out of reach for any of us, for any of us in the room, anybody listening to the show. I just don't believe anything is out of reach. And for example, someone will say, well, what if you're 5'2 and you want to dunk a basketball? That's out of reach. It's not though. I used to think it was too. Be like, you know what? It's not. It's not. There are just different ways to do it. Get a trampoline. Get a buddy to throw you up. And that's a metaphor for the same thing in life. You always want to be on ESPN, but you're maybe not good enough at sports. Well, go do like I did. Do a humongous country music show that gets you in another different way. So, yeah, I do believe I can be president of the United States. Only because if you don't set your goals for you as high as possible, nobody else will. And I don't know that I want to be. I will be governor of Arkansas. You know what? Maybe Tennessee.
Whoa.
Oh.
That'd be cool.
Probably Arkansas. But the Arkansas thing, I got to move back for a few years first. Like, I could go be a senator in Arkansas right now. But.
Senator Bones.
But yeah, like, that's the thing. I just want to change lives the best way possible. Right now, it's doing this more so than it is being a politician. Anything else, Morgan, number two?
No, that's
my left ear is out of control
that's
right
crazy.
Now. It's gone. I have one ear. I'm like Peter Frampton.
Do you have one ear?
I don't
working?
Know. I feel like he only does, though.
It's a weird reference.
I don't know. I used to work out. He lives here, and he works out.
Peter Frampton lives here?
Yeah. And he
Who
works
is
out.
He?
I used to work out at this gym where a bunch of old, it's just me and, like, old people.
Yeah.
Let me play a Peter Frampton song for you.
I think you'll know it, Amy.
Anyway,
oh, I thought we were talking about athletes.
No. Musician. It was a fantastic time last night working the draft for ABC and ESPN, and I'm doing it again tonight, and it just was, I mean, it was great. It really was great. And I appreciate all the listeners that were tweeting pictures or videos. That's the only way I got to see things.
He talks to like a little voice box.
Well, you can go see him in Nashville on June 27th, Oklahoma June 18th.
There you go.
Little Rock, Arkansas, June 20th.
Ooh, oh, this is a good baby, one, baby, I love you way every day. Yeah, yeah. You know this one?
Yes, this one I know.
Shadows grow so long before my eyes.
I actually really like Peter Frampton. I saw him as like my third concert ever. And he pulled out the voice.
It's pretty awesome, dude.
First three concerts in order were Diamond Rio at Magic Springs theme park, John Fogerty in Little Rock, and Peter Frampton in Little Rock.
Dang.
Some yeah.
Classic bands right there.
Yeah, well, that's all that. Listening to country music and classic rock, that's all I did whenever I was 12.
Mm.
And then obviously I became a rapper.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Big time.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
Our producer Raymundo from the Glass Room with the news. Raymundo, what you got?
In government news, Joe Biden announced he's going to be running for president of the United States in 2020. In Colorado, there was a terrible crash on Interstate 70 near Denver. A big rig hit 3 trucks, 12 cars, and then exploded. Dozens were injured. There were casualties. And finally, NFL news, Kyler Murray. He was the number one draft pick. He went to the Arizona Cardinals. The draft's going to continue later today and tomorrow, so congrats to Kyler Murray.
The Bobby Bones Show.
This woman came out of a coma after nearly 30 years.
Oh, wow.
Can you imagine being out for that long? Then waking up and the whole world's changed.
Everything. And do you still have family and people around you? I don't know.
I would think if you're still alive, you do, because somebody's got to make that decision to keep the bills being paid. The woman went to a coma after a car which she was riding in collided with a bus in 1991 when she was 32 years old.
Wow, so she's 62.
Yeah. According to the report, she had just picked up her 4-year-old son from school when the accident occurred. She was in the back seat with the boy. Her brother-in-law was driving. The boy, who's now in his 30s, said when she saw the crash coming, she hugged me to protect me. He walked away from the crash unharmed. He's still alive. So I guess he's the one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The mother would not see her son for exactly 27 years, so nearly 30 years. I never gave up on her because I always had the feeling that one day she would wake up. She continues to undergo medical treatment. Almost 30 years in a coma. Aside from it being an awesome story, how nutty would it be to wake up? Just, Amy, because you wouldn't know. Like, when you're out, time. You just don't know. You just close your eyes and wake up. Like, if you were just to close your eyes right now and wake up in 30 years, hover cars. I'd have a robot girlfriend that I'd probably be madly in love with.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd be like, I knew it.
Yeah. I would wake up to that, wouldn't I?
Well, you don't have to, like, highlight that one, especially, of all the jokes. But, yeah, anyway. Crazy story, huh?
That is crazy.
Joshua in New York. What's up, bud?
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Pretty good. What's going on with you?
Hey, so I called you guys a long time ago, back in August, right before I left for basic training for the Army. And y'all told me to call you back once I got out. And now I'm finally out of my basic training, AIT. And now I'm stationed out here in Colorado. I thought I'd call you guys up.
Look at this. Come on. Look at this guy. I remember Joshua. But back then, his voice wasn't so deep. Sounds like maybe.
He's growing up.
Yeah. Sounds like he's got a little hair on his chest now, huh?
Oh, yeah, I've definitely changed a lot since I've joined, that's for sure.
So what'd you do physically? Did you lose a bunch of weight? Did you get in shape?
So actually, I gained, since I left, I gained about 20 pounds of, like straight muscle. Like, basic training just changed, like, shaped me up, like, insanely amount.
Did you like it, or did you not like it? Like, what do you say about it?
So it was actually a lot of fun. I enjoyed shooting the M4s. I enjoyed doing, like, throwing grenades, doing the FTXs, sleeping outside, doing the outside training. I mean, the part I didn't really like about it was the annoyance of it. Just like the dumb stuff they would have you do sometimes. But I kind of figured, like, they're shaping you into a soldier, so you got to, you know, work through it.
And that's what you sound like, my friend. There he is. Yeah. There he is, Joshua. Hey, listen, man, we appreciate that call. Good luck, bud. Man, good to hear from you again.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
Raymundo, our producer in the glass room, had promised us his new song, Vacation, would be ready today. It is not.
Oh, what?
Which Raymundo doesn't know how to play music, but you met a guy who's a songwriter?
Yeah, he's the talented one. We just wanted to get the right sounds. You know, we're trying to go tropical, maybe some coconuts, some beachy sounds, yeah.
So Monday morning, though.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Vacation, which is like your bae.
Mm-hmm.
The girl you're with, you call her bae. And you wrote this for her.
Yeah, and guys, there's no hurry to get it out. It's not even summer yet. That's really when the song's going to debut. You know, that's when it's going to be played.
And you expect this to be a smash?
Oh, yeah.
Have you heard it?
I've heard what I did. I haven't heard it with all the music. I mean, there's so much more that goes into it. That,
yeah.
You know, they mix it. Like, twos and ones, DJ stuff. I don't know.
Twos and ones. You don't even know what you're saying, do you?
Yeah, I do. I'm new to this stuff, but at the same time, I mean, they add stuff that I couldn't even really do.
Well, Monday, we'll premiere Vacation.
Yeah, they're still doing the magic.
You ever written a song?
I can't really say that I have.
What's your songwriter credit percentage on this one?
Oh, I did. I came up with a word, maybe 2 or 3 words, yeah. Not even sentences.
But I'm saying, though, like, if you hopped in, you have to be like a 50% or 33%.
Yeah, I think it's 33. There's 3 of us.
You know what
I
mean? Oh, there
word,
are 3.
Yeah, word for a third.
Okay. All right, Monday, Raymundo's musical debut. I can't wait.
Bobby Bones.
Miles and Raleigh, what's happening?
Bobby, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, man. You got a question?
Yeah, so
I'm ready to propose to my girlfriend, but I have a small issue because her sister is getting engaged this weekend. So I'm just curious your thought and the team's thought on how long I should wait after she gets engaged this weekend until I can ask the question so I'm not stepping on anyone's toes.
How close are the sisters?
Very close. Best friends.
How long have you been dating her?
Going on 2 years.
Okay, so all that checks out. I would say you give it a week, but you really can do it as long as it's not in the next couple days, because I think they'd want to celebrate together. If they're best friends, how cool is that they get to celebrate together? Are you proposing based on that her dude is with her sister?
No, I kind of wanted to do it before, but he had already bought his ring, so I was kind of giving him his space and letting him plan it out, but he's kind of been dragging his feet and taking forever. But he's officially going to do it this weekend, and I'm just, you know, ready over here, eager to do it. But I kind of want to make sure I give him his space since he had planned to do it first.
Okay, well, if he's going to do it this weekend, give him a week. However, if he doesn't, he drags his feet, you free, fire away. Like, fire when ready.
Or would it be fun
that's
if y'all...
That's what I like to hear.
Okay. I mean...
Now, what were you going to say, Amy?
Well, I'm just wondering, and I could be wrong, but would it be fun if y'all did it the same day?
Ooh. I don't know about that.
I'm not into that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, my
it's
bad.
It's a great idea. It crossed my mind, but
no, it's
yeah,
not great.
I don't know.
Nobody thought it was great.
Well, they don't get their own, like, calls to the parents and their friends to celebrate it. They don't get their own day for their Instagram picture. They don't get their own space.
Oh, okay.
Like if it were two brothers proposing to two sisters, do it at the same time.
Yeah.
But, I feel like you can give it a week. But listen, if this knucklehead doesn't do it this time, go. Just pull the trigger. Beat him.
All right. Well, if he doesn't do it Saturday, I'm going to do it Sunday. How does that sound?
Love it. As long as you have that conversation with him. Be like, hey, Chris or Matt or Dennis, whatever his name is. Be like, hey. You have Saturday. I'm going to give you a week. But if you don't do it Saturday, I'm going to do it Sunday. That'll make sure he does it.
Perfect. Sounds like a game plan.
Did you ask the parents for blessing? Did you have to do that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I'm from the South, so that's just a courtesy we continue to do here. And I got the blessing, and I'm excited, but just trying to be respectful to the other guy as well. So.
Well, you told him. You said, I'll give you this time. If he doesn't do it, fire when ready, my friend.
That's what I like to hear.
All right, bud. Miles, good luck. Let us know how it goes.
All right. Have a good day.
All right. There he is.
Bobby Bones Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Chris Stapleton teamed up with pop artist Pink for a new song. It's called Love Me Anyway. There's a rose named after Miranda Lambert. It's a pink flower, and it's available at Home Depot with proceeds benefiting animal shelters across the country. We finally found out what all of the Taylor Swift speculation was about. She dropped a new song called Me with Panic at the Disco's Brandon Urie, along with the song's music video. I promise that you'll never find another like me. Two new country albums out today, Dylan Scott's Nothing to Do Town EP and Maddie and Tay's One Heart to Another EP. I'm Morgan number two, that's your skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
These metal detector guys, and again, they weren't professional treasure hunters. Is that even a thing, a professional treasure hunter?
Yeah, I think people do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, so they just have metal detectors and they're just out, like, let's see what this does. And they go out into a field. And they find 12 silver coins. And it's like, doo-doo. They're like, holy cow, we can't believe we found these coins. So they found a couple more. And over the next few days, they kept getting led to more and more.
Stop it.
They found 500 coins and found out that they were part of the 14th century treasure that was buried in that area.
Get out.
Their haul includes 12 ultra-rare full gold coins from the time of the Black Death, whatever that is, which are worth around $13,000 each. Each.
What?
For now, the coins are being kept in a museum before being sold. But their collection, these guys who just bought metal detectors to walk around in a field, is now worth hundreds of thousands of dollars.
That's awesome.
I love stuff like
that.
Isn't that
crazy?
Doesn't it make you want to go get a metal detector and just kind of see what's out there?
I've done that and I didn't find Jack. Like, I went on a beach with one.
How long did you look for?
Long enough to be annoyed.
Well, yeah.
Good for these guys, though. You know, they went out, they were pursuing a hobby, and they found something good.
That's so cool.
I used one once to find my wedding ring when I dropped it, and it worked.
Amy lost her wedding ring for a whole season.
Oh, months. Well, because it was snowing when I dropped it. And by the way, it was the morning. My mom and I were road tripping from North Carolina to Austin while my husband was in Afghanistan. I left, and it was snowing, dropped it. We had to get in the car and go, so we left. The season changed when I returned
home.
Literally, the snow melted, went back after my husband got home from deployment, and I went and got a metal detector and found it.
How does that stuff happen to you?
Oh, all the time. Everything she ever loses. She's living good.
Man.
Making good decisions.
You just have to,
Jesus watching you. Jesus knows.
Well, I also had a metal detector.
But he knew.
He gave you the metal detector.
He invented the person who made the metal detector.
Correct.
Yeah, there you go.
Just for me.
That's good news.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Doral, Florida. A road crew had to repave the road outside of a school because they were doing some road work. And then they had to put school crossing. Only problem is they spelled it S-C-O-H-O-L on the road.
Skohol.
And didn't notice for a couple days till people started putting pictures on the internet going, someone needs to check their spelling.
A couple days.
And so they had to go back out and redo it.
Welcome to Skull Hall, everybody. S-C-O-H-O-L, right?
S-C-O-H-O-L.
Skull Hall.
Instead of S-C-H-O-O-L, in case you didn't know how to spell school.
All right, there you go.
They get an F on their spelling test.
The Bobby Bones Show.
A new study says that listening to sad music when you're sad can actually make you feel happier, at least happier than upbeat music does. The researchers think it's because uplifting music is just irritating when you're feeling sad. It's like being in a bad mood and somebody's in a good mood. You're right. Just like, love it.
Okay, that makes sense.
What's your favorite sad song?
I mean, I would have to go with Coldplay's Fix You. That one gives me the feels every single time.
Good.
And the story behind why Chris Martin wrote it for Gwyneth after she lost, I'm pretty sure it was her dad died. And he just wanted to fix her.
It's such a good song. It is sad, though.
And I will try to fix you.
Oh, so
I know. I have, like, little goosebumps.
I know.
Like, it's a good one. If you need to feel, that one will do it.
My favorite three songs, period, are slow songs.
Slow and sad?
Yeah, I guess. Like, my favorite song ever is
Ain't No Sunshine When She's Gone.
Sad.
It's a love song, but it's a sad love song.
It's not warm when she's away.
Like, he loves her so much that when she's gone, it ain't good.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away.
That's Bill Withers. Another one of my top favorites.
Blue.
Willie Nelson.
Yeah.
This is like one of the greatest songs ever.
Yes.
So sad, too.
When we kissed goodbye and parted, I knew we'd never meet again.
I mean, this is basically because I fly a lot in my airplane playlist, because this is the music I love.
Because everybody hurts.
R.E.M. Everybody Hurts. Jam.
He put that bottle.
Oh my
god. Oh my gosh.
Whiskey Lullaby. No, these are all like the songs I listen to the most.
Everybody Hurts. Pull the trigger.
Drank away her memory.
Yeah.
We're gone.
Slow dancing in a burning room. John Mayer.
Yeah.
You can see it. We're gone.
Stop this train.
Stop this train. I wanna get off and go home.
I have these lyrics written in my bedroom.
I can't take this.
Those are like my favorite songs. Not even my favorite sad songs, just my favorite songs.
I know.
If tomorrow never comes, it's all just a thing, man. I know.
Honestly,
you think I'm sad?
Won't someone stop this train?
No. But you do gravitate towards that. Like, I think it's part of you just needing to feel. Sometimes you don't take the time to feel. And whether you're feeling happy or sad, it's just good to feel. And I think sometimes this is what makes you feel. And oddly, makes you feel happy.
What are you laughing at, Eddie?
Well, I mean, it's just the list went sad to sadder.
Yeah, I love them. Those are my favorite songs.
Tears in Heaven on that list?
Oh, God.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, man.
Bobby puts that on for a good time.
All right. Party. Time to party, everybody.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Avengers Endgame's out today, and our video producer Eddie's going with his son, huh?
Yeah, it's official.
How'd you get tickets?
My son, he got online and just got tickets.
I think there was a big hype that probably the movie company made about how hard it was to get these tickets, because Mike D, who writes a lot of the games for our show, also got a ticket like last minute.
Yeah. And my son said it's at 6:30 on Saturday, and I was like, a.m.? Because you would have been talking to that's like open 24 hours a day. And he said, no, p.m. So we're going to go on Saturday, and he's pumped.
Have you seen any of the others?
None of them. I went to the movies with them to go see Infinity Wars, but I fell asleep. So I don't remember that movie
at all.
Which
one's Infinity War? First one or second one?
The last one.
I like that one.
The start was good.
How many Avengers are there?
This will be the fourth one.
Oh.
So you're just going to go in not knowing anything?
No, I feel like I need to watch them all before Saturday.
You better get started.
Right, yeah. Like after work.
You have it's like a couple, 6 hours.
You have a couple movie assignments, though.
Yes, 8 Mile.
But before 8 Mile, there was another one I told you to watch.
I have them written down.
Adam Sandler.
Oh, the Adam Sandler special.
I did
special.
Watch the Adam Sandler special.
Do you think it was the best you've ever seen?
I mean...
Did you cry like I did?
I didn't cry. And I wondered why you cried.
At the Chris Farley stuff.
Oh, okay. Yes, I get that.
That, to me, was the best comedy special I've ever seen, the Adam Sandler special.
I mean, it brought back a lot of memories, for sure, of just like...
Was it your favorite ever or no?
No.
Hater.
Not my favorite.
If you don't agree with me, you automatically hate her.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Fun fact Friday, and in my house, we eat a lot of bananas, and I had no idea. Do you know what you call a bunch of bananas and then what you call a single banana?
I would say a bunch of bananas would be bananas, and a single banana would be banana-i.
No, 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 no. But a hand, a bunch of bananas is a hand, and a single banana is called a finger. Who knew?
I didn't know that.
Did you make that up?
I did not.
Well, when do we call them bananas?
Right.
So I'd say, can you hand me a hand of bananas? How many do you want? Just a finger.
That's weird. All right, what else? Give me another fun fact.
Fun fact. Cats don't have sweat glands all over their bodies like humans do. They only sweat out of one spot. Do you
their
know
tongue.
Where?
It's got to be their tongue.
No.
Where?
Their paws.
They sweat out of their paws?
All their sweat comes out of their paws.
Didn't know that. Well,
that's fun.
How fun. Give another one.
So while it's a myth that stress can turn hair gray, because I definitely thought that that was true, stress can cause hair loss. In fact, hair loss can begin up to 3 months after a stressful event. And yes, that is true. I can attest to that. I thought that's why I was getting gray hairs, but I guess that's just age. But a lot of my hair fell out after stress in my life.
My gray comes in one little spot on my chin,
mm-hmm.
and then my side burns a little bit. And I'll be honest with you guys, if I'm just fully admitting, whenever they do my makeup for American Idol, they take a mascara thing and color in my sideburns a little bit.
That's awesome.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's cool, though.
I'll start doing that.
If I had a girlfriend or wife, I would just let it be that.
Yeah.
But I'm still peacocking.
Still trying to make.
Yeah. Showing those feathers.
I gotta make people think I'm cool still. I'm young, which I'm not. What else, Amy? Give me one more fun fact.
Oh, one more? One more. Okay. 90% of Americans live within 15 minutes of...
work.
A Starbucks.
Good guess.
Oh.
I'm gonna go more rural
where
than
they grew
that.
Up.
Walmart.
Oh, okay.
But Bobby, you didn't like in your you grew up in a really small town, but it was like if someone was going into Walmart, y'all would like go knock on each other's doors and be like, hey, making a run to Walmart, do you need anything?
Mountain Pine, Arkansas, population 772.
Shout out.
And it wasn't Walmart, it was going to town, and town included Walmart.
Oh, gotcha.
So if they weren't going to Walmart, let's say they were going to rent a video for a movie or something.
Mm-hmm.
And say, hey, we're going to town to get a movie and you need something at Walmart, the rule was you stopped at Walmart to get washing powders. If you
what
needed.
Happened to the good old days, you know?
We got technology. It's awesome.
Amazon Prime.
Are you kidding? It's awesome now.
Within 2 hours, it gets delivered to your door.
All right, what else?
So Kit Kat just announced its first new permanent flavor in almost a decade. So this is, it's not just a trial. They're putting it out there. And it's mint chocolate Kit Kats. And they're coming in December. Mint on top, dark chocolate on the bottom, and wafers inside. I'm into that. I bet it tastes like a thin mint.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kit Kat has done no extra flavors forever. That's been their thing. Like, we're not doing anything except straight Kit Kats.
Oh, no. Yeah. They have, but not in like a decade. Remember when you went to like Japan, you brought us back all those crazy Kit Kats, like wasabi and...
Power rankings of candy bars. I definitely think Kit Kat's in my top three.
Yeah.
Like, I got to really think about this. If I...
Yeah, I often don't think about it, but you're right.
Power rankings.
You doing chocolates?
Yeah, candy bars. Just right. Period. And number three, Snickers. Ugh. Just because it's thick. It's like, it's all there. The nougat. At number two, the Kit Kat. Yeah, it does hop into my top three.
And you don't like peanut butter, so Reese's is out of the number one spot. Butter.
So my number one.
I got it. Twix.
It's Twix.
It's got to be Twix.
Yeah. Wow. And there's two of them.
Yeah.
Which is a mind game because they're just two thin ones.
Right. They're so good, though.
But they're so good. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not with y'all on that.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I guess everything I have like includes peanut butter.
Yeah,
like,
I don't.
Butterfinger, Reese's, Cups. Is that a candy bar? Is it chocolate?
Sure. It's in the same aisle.
And then, do you know what nobody ever thinks about?
That's payday.
A Take Five. Do you know what that is?
Yeah, no.
Yes, it's a chocolate nougat with a pretzel.
Nougat?
A Take Five?
Chocolate.
Was that regional? Did they sell the Texas A&M only?
It's caramel. No, and it has a pretzel, so it's like salty sweet. Oh, and Butterfinger, duh.
Y'all are just peanut butter.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. All right, there you go.
All right, so I guess we'll stick with food here, but we'll move on to healthy stuff like vegetables, avocados, and officials are warning, I never do this, to clean your avocados. 17% of avocados have traces of dangerous bacteria on the outer skin, and so people aren't properly washing them, and even though you're cutting it, you're not eating the outside, it's still making its way like on your hands and then into the thing. So like Listeria was found, which that can cause all kinds of stuff, including...
Oh, that's Listerine.
That's Listerine.
Oh, my bad.
No. Yeah. So I'm going to start washing the outside of my avocados.
Good for you.
Never done that before.
Good for you. There you have it.
Yeah, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Dolores and Lynn have been pen pals since the 60s. We're talking 60 years of writing letters. They live in two separate countries. And after 60 years, Dolores got on a plane and went and met Lynn in person.
Wow.
They kept in contact since they were in like fourth grade. Started writing letters, you know, some program. And then kept it going. Said, finally, after 60 years, I guess we should meet each other before we die.
Oh, wow.
Well, they didn't say that, but I just assumed because they got to be old.
They couldn't move that over to text, you don't think, at some point? They just want to keep writing letters?
Well, they turned it into emails, texts, and phone calls to stay in touch with technology advanced.
And 6 years later, they got together.
They finally met. Best friends forever. BFF.
That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
Jody Messina comes in a few minutes.
Heads, Carolina,
90s country month. So she's going to come play too, this one.
Is she here, Raymundo?
Yeah.
She's here. Okay, the next 5 minutes, Jody Messina in studio.
The Morning Corny.
What did one DNA strand say to the other DNA strand?
What did one DNA strand say to the other DNA strand?
Do these jeans make my butt look big?
That's funny.
That's a good one. That's corny.
That was the Morning Corny.
The Friday Morning Conversation with
Jody Messina.
Here she comes walking down the hallway right now.
Heads, Carolina. Tails, California. Somewhere.
There she is. There she is. So come over here. There she is again. What up? It is good to see you.
I'm just chewing my gum up, so this is, you know.
Yeah, but what kind of gum are you chewing?
Videotape. Hey, everybody. I don't even know.
Have a seat here. There she is. Jody Messina. Are you good?
I'm good.
Yeah?
I'm good. Come on. Hey, everybody.
You know, have a seat right here. I want to talk to you about something here. About you. First of all, you have and this is a similarity you and Amy have, that your son, his drum kit... And Amy's son, this is happening with Amy right now, too.
Did you see the Grinch that stole Christmas?
No, I haven't. I don't even know the story about her son and drums.
So I saw on Instagram your son was playing drums.
Yeah.
And so he has a kit?
He does have a kit. He got a new Grinch kit for Christmas, and it was green, and I did a post. I'm like, the Grinch that stole Christmas.
Because, I get it now. I thought you asked if I'd
all
seen
day.
The Grinch.
Does he just beat it? Because Amy's thing is, she doesn't want her son just beating the drums all day, just like to hit something.
Oh, well, that's a good aggression getter out. You got a boy.
Yes.
So they need a way to release that. Like,
okay.
How old is he?
He's about to be, he'll be 9 this summer.
Oh, yeah. And then you're about to hit the pre-adolescent. So they will. He will need, because he's about to go through all these changes, like body changes and whatever. Yes, at 9 and 10 these days. And so he'll need something to get out his aggression. So that's when you just go, why don't you go to your room and practice? That's what I do with my son now. Like, whenever he gets home from school.
Are you okay with that now at this point?
Well, I mean, constant. I grew up, my brother was a drummer too. So I grew up, so you know, grew we up rattled the neighborhood. Noise. We were the ones that everybody was like, ugh, there's those Messina kids again making all this noise.
Yeah. Okay. Well, maybe I need to. I mean,
it's good for him.
He's taking lessons and his teacher says he's a natural.
There you go.
But I mean, we don't know if she's just saying that.
So you keep paying her?
That's what I said too.
She was a natural,
just needs a little more of my coaching.
Yeah. Oh, shoot.
I said that too, and I was the villain when I mentioned. I said, Amy, she could just be saying that so he continues coming to class. And the listeners said I was a bad guy for saying that.
Oh,
they did?
Yeah.
Well, no, guys, no, y'all are being, you're being realistic. Like,
well,
I don't think it's bad.
What's she going to say? Well, you know, I think you better throw in the towel.
Yeah.
But that's great, though, that he plays. What does he play to? Do you even recognize the songs?
Oh, we just started. Like, this is very new.
Yeah, it's been a big debate if she should even jump in. Yeah.
That's great, though. Yeah. That's great that he picked it up. Now, my kids, you know, grew up around it. So he grew up on the road. My son grew up on the road and started playing drums. He got his first kit when he was 3. You know, the little kid's kit, when the little teeny tiny. Now he's like, Mom, it's too small. I'm like, I'm saving it, dude. Like, when you're 30, you're going to go, my mom saved this kit, and it's awesome. It's like a little toy kit.
Yeah, that's a 9-year-old?
But he's 10 now.
Okay.
He turned 10 in January. So we're close, girl. You need a 7-year-old along with that one. And
well, she has an older daughter.
See, she's but 11. She babysits, right?
Yeah, she's pretty good.
See, yeah. I got my boys are 7 and 10. It's never a dull moment at my house.
I bet.
But
well, look at you. I'm glad you came in this morning.
Thanks.
When we were, you know, I've been at the Opry and played the Opry the nights that you've been there too. And so I was like, you know, we should get up here. Is, you know, Jody Messina, and I'm glad you could come up.
Well, I'm glad you asked. That's great.
So, you're from Framingham, Massachusetts, is that true?
Well, the hospital I was born in was in Framingham.
Well,
so, you know, when they came around to write the bio, that's where but I was born and raised in Holliston, Massachusetts, about 30 miles west of Boston.
I know Framingham because I have a car dealership that I endorse there.
And really?
Framingham Ford. Yeah, and so when I saw that in your, because they were like, hey, and I know about you anyway, but I was like, she's from Framingham? Because we drive through Framingham all the time if we're driving from Boston to like Northampton.
Oh, yeah,
because
I'll
play a bunch of shows up in that area.
Nice!
So, yeah, well, never mind. You haven't been in the car dealership. We lost that point. That we're not the same.
Oh, no, but I've been there. My sister lives in North Framingham.
It's wild up there. We went there for St. Patrick's Day and played in Boston on St. Patrick's Day. We went and played a show.
Yeah.
You guys are nuts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The whole town was drunk.
Yeah, and the river was green.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's interesting. Yeah, you should be there during sports events. I mean, that's you're either for the team or your like life is in danger the whole time you're there.
So are you a Pats fan?
I'm a supporter of the New England Patriots and the Red Sox and the Celtics and the Bruins. I was born into that.
And so you still are?
Yeah, yeah. I gotta, as much as I can, be a part of that.
Yeah. Okay.
But I haven't seen TV in a long time.
Do you have? Are you watching television? Or are you watching Netflix with the boys or what?
Netflix is a big thing in our house, but we don't watch a lot of television. We spend a lot of time reading or doing stuff around the house. Or it's, you know, people were telling me things in the news that were going on. I was like, really? I was like, wow, I'm out of it.
Is this a conscious decision to keep your sons, like, off social media, away from, you know, the bubble?
Well, they're 7 and 9, so yeah, I'm always with them. If my kid wants to look up something on YouTube, he's looking up, you know, Jang Bricks and he builds Legos, or he's looking up, you know, how to play this drum part, or he's, you know, it's very, and I'm there with them because, you know, it's not really safe.
Oh, yeah, no, you got to watch that.
It's
YouTube.
Like, hey, are you happy? Click this button. And he's like, I'm happy. Click, 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 you know, and you're like, yeah. You know, before you know it, he's like, looking
so no
at crazy
social
stuff.
Media for your 10-year-old.
Not yet. You know, I think at some point, I mean, it's inevitable, but I just, not at 7 and 10. You know, I still want him to learn to play his drums right now.
Tell me about this song, Reckless Love. I'm going to play it here.
Oh, I dare you. I dare you to play that song. Hold on.
I want you to hear this. Sorry. Jody Messina's here.
Reckless love of God. Oh, it chases me.
I see you singing along with your song here. Tell me about this.
Woo, I know.
You're crying a little
cry.
Bit.
So Reckless Love, the song, it was huge in the Christian format.
Because we sing it at church.
Well, that's the deal. But
yeah. You know it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There is like a praise and worship song that the band would play and the church sings. Yeah.
I love that because I would go do it in shows, you know, just bring it, you know, do it in the show and just tell people, you know what? I'm like, I moved so fast and was so driven in my career and was so achievement driven. You know, everything was about this achievement and that achievement. I need another record and another single and another number one record, and it's got to sell another million, and it's got to, you know, I was so driven that I didn't even look to the fact that there is a God that's real and that loves us. And his love, even though we barely look at him or look in his direction, he's still right here loving us. It's a love we can't understand because, you know, Bobby, I love you if you play my record. Do you know what I mean? But that's not the case. I mean, I love you anyways, Bobby. I'm saying, that's not what I mean. But he...
That's a cause just, and effect. You're talking about there is no cause, but there is an effect still.
He just loves us. And when you experience his love, you want to tell the world about it. And so when I heard that song and I started playing it, you know, in my live shows, people didn't hear it. Like the bulk of the audience weren't familiar with it because they don't go to church and, you know, all the time. Or they're... You know, we grew up we're in the Bible Belt, so that's the norm. And so, you know, you're playing someplace where that's not the norm, and people are like, what is that song about? And so I was like, wait a minute, why should that song be just for Christian format? Because for the people that already know, there is a God, he is real, he loves you. Why don't we bring the message to a format where someone might have never heard that, doesn't even know how special that they are and how precious they are. Why don't we do that? So that's why I recorded it, in hopes that, you know, maybe someone would pick it up and be brave enough to go, boom. I mean, it's in your face. It's not like watered down Christian or gospel or whatever. It is, there is a God, a living God is real. And Bobby, he sold out for you and he loves you and he loves you and you and you in a way that we don't understand because our love is conditional. Right? And his isn't. And so, anyways, that's why I recorded it. Hopefully that's what you wanted to know.
Yeah, I just want to know what you're feeling. And I saw you tear up, you know, when I started to play
because
it. Like,
his love
instantly.
Is so, it's beyond human comprehension. And so when I'm in that space of the part of the song was, the reckless love of God chases me down, fights till I'm found, leaves a 99. I couldn't earn it. I don't deserve it. Still, you give yourself away. I don't deserve you to lay your life on the line for me, but you did anyways. You did that. That's how much you love me. And, you know, you don't find many people that would do that. Not on this planet.
Let me play some more of this. Listen to this. Sound good, too.
Thank you.
I've heard you sing. I know you still sing. I know you still sing. You know what? I was looking at I have your whole library up. You know what my favorite song of yours is?
Oh, gosh.
Slap your headphones back on there real quick.
Okay.
I mean, I think most people would know, because you're going to play this in a minute. This is, I love this one. This is like when it comes on at the bar, all us girls wave our hands up. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm going to roll through some of these. So tell me what you feel when you hear this one right now, back.
Energy.
Yeah? That's a good word. Me too. I feel energy too.
Just fun. Fun. Energy.
Which one was the biggest for you? You had a bunch of number ones. Which one was the biggest for you where you're like, oh, that actually moved the needle more than anything else?
I don't know that I was keeping track of that, which is sad. I'm going to say that because I was too busy looking ahead of you know, okay, well, Heads Carolina's out. What's next? You know, and I really was, I was too busy looking ahead.
Okay, well, let me play.
That's my answer.
Here's another one.
Yeah,
it's a fun one too. What do you think when you hear this one?
I loved it. I remember the first time I heard it, I was like, oh, I love this song. And again, it's energy. There's a lot of energy behind the song and strength. You know, I sing about the strength that I think at that point I sang about the strength I wish I could have had. You know, I wish I was that gutsy, or I wish I was, you know, bye bye love meanwhile, you know, and dating some guy that treats you like garbage.
You're like,
the facade has ruined you all.
Jody Messina's here. How about this one? Do you still play all these?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah, I have to. I have to. But here's the deal. The bulk of our audience is 18 to 35.
So
some of these songs, I was like, how do you know this song? Do you know what I mean? It's like, how do you know it? And so it still resonates with that age. So a bye-bye was, you know, applicable when we were... I keep moving away from the mic. Poor Bobby's having to ride the switch. I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that. But, you know, when we were the age we were at, you know, like 25 and Bye Bye came out, we're like, yeah. Oh, yeah, you know, Bye Bye, I'll catch you later. Well, it still applies to the 25-year-old now. And so we are, you know, there was a video we had of a show we did in Texas a couple months ago. And someone looked at the video and they're like, that's all college kids. And I was like, I guess, yeah. I mean, because it still resonates. And then we still got the hardcore fans that have been with us the whole ride. So it's fun.
This is my jam here.
Okay. Somebody's going to give you a lesson in losing. Somebody's
going to do to you what you've been doing. This is probably my favorite.
Yeah.
You too?
I mean, it's up there. Somebody's going to give you a lesson in hurting. Somebody's going to leave you with your fire burning.
No way to put it out. What's crazy is I Heads Carolina and Less Than Leaving. Less Than, well, that wasn't even number one. That peaked at number two, and that's the song that I really feel like I know you most from.
Less Than Leaving or Heads Carolina? Which one?
Less Than Leaving for me, because I would listen to Kiss of 96. This would come on. It just reminds me of a certain period of my life.
Yeah.
But it was a number two song. It actually didn't hit number one, but to me, that's why number one doesn't matter so much.
Yeah, it's a number, but that's the one we're all chasing. But it still gets airplay.
She's like, speak for yourself. I wanted that to be a number one.
No, because I remember talking to somebody who was in the number one spot at the time, and they were like...
Who was it? You remember?
No, I'm not saying.
You don't want to say?
I'm not saying.
Well, we can look it up.
Never mind. I better not tell the story then.
Tell the story.
Never mind.
We won't look it up. Tell the story.
It's a safe space.
It's a safe space. It's us in the universe. Hi. I was like, man, I wish I'd get out of the way. You know, and they were like, wah, wah, you know?
Who speaks like wah, wah, if we had like wah, wah?
Well, I think that's her way of not saying what they were really saying.
No,
what they
I
really
know, said. But I heard a tone
they
in there.
They actually said wah, wah.
Wah, oh, wah. Really? I was like, oh, it's got to be a dude.
The heartlessness behind it.
Yeah, he's like, wah, wah. You know, probably quit your crying.
Let me say this before, Jody Messina's here, before she grabs her guitar and plays for us, I want to mention a few of the shows you have, because we're all over and you're playing a lot of our places. Let's see here, May 4th, you're in Thibodaux, Louisiana, in Bloomington, Indiana, May 17th at the Bluebird, CMA Fest. You're playing CMA Fest, huh? That'd be cool.
Yeah.
That's people coming to town should go to that and watch you.
We're doing the stadium this year.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's so
fun.
Yeah,
I'm going to see if I can get everyone to sing Reckless Love in the stadium. So we'll rattle the gates of heaven.
Mm-hmm. Are you doing Reckless Love?
I am, man.
Yeah. That's cool. That'd be good. That'd be good. How long a set do you have,
I think it's 20 minutes, right? 20.
That's cool. What do you start with? 20-minute set, Nissan Stadium, CMA Fest. What's your first song?
I say, ladies and gentlemen, this is for Bobby Bones. Oh, somebody gonna give you a lesson. Somebody's gonna give you a lesson. I don't know. But we'll come out screaming.
That would be
whatever
a strong lead.
Yeah. All right. Let's have this guitar. Jody Messina's here. She got her guitar with her. We're going to play a song.
The Lord's got me in Georgia. I don't know why. But I'm living there. And so
You're living in Georgia right now?
Right now, yeah. About 10 weeks ago. I still got my house here. But right now, I'm down in Georgia and with my two boys. They're 7 and 10. So we're down there just really being obedient. I don't know the why yet, except this is where God wants me. And so I'm working with Cancer Treatment Centers of America, not to be a lead balloon, but I do go over there, you know, a few times a month and try to regulate medicines and that kind of stuff because we're still dealing with that. I'm down there. So I came to town for spring break so my kids could see their dad. And then I'm staying with a girlfriend of mine and her kids, and I'm like going, I don't know, man. I usually have a player with me. Let me see if I can pull this off. Baby, what do you say? We just get lost. And then she started singing backgrounds, and I was like, oh, dude, why don't you come with me and sing backgrounds? So I'm going to ask Angela, my girlfriend.
What up, Angela?
Come on up here. Angela Nasby. We look like sisters.
Angela, are you a professional singer? Oh, you're not. You're a professional friend.
She could be.
Yeah.
I'm a professional friend. We actually have a restaurant in Nashville.
So you do? What's it called?
What is it?
It's called Honey Fire Barbecue.
Where's that?
It's in Bellevue.
Okay. Honey, and then.
Oh, dude, you got to go.
Yeah?
I promise.
Are you there? Are you there playing songs? I'll tip
behind
you.
Behind the bar, requests all the time. All day. We do lesson and leaving over and over and over.
What's
come
it called?
On down.
What's it called?
It's called Honey Fire Barbecue.
I'll come.
Come on.
Yeah, I'll come over there. Okay, and you're going to sing. Right?
She's going to sing
all right.
with me.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jody Messina and
Angela Nasby.
And Angela from Honey Fire Barbecue. Yeah. All right, here we go.
We go there.
Hey, guys, so because of licensing rules, we can't play anything with music on this iHeartRadio channel or podcast anymore. But you can go to BobbyBones.com to see it. We hate that we had to take it down. It wasn't our decision, but I just wanted to keep you up, and we wanted to keep up as much as possible. So go to BobbyBones.com to watch or hear whatever you're missing right now, and thank you for listening to the show, and sorry about all the legal stuff.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Come on! Come on!
I'm so good!
That's so good! Wow!
More! We should do more.
Wow. She done good, didn't she?
That was so good. Yes. Johnny Messina's here. That's so good. I don't know how you stay. I don't know how you stay so good.
Mm-hmm. I sound just like the record.
I would say better. More Bobby, pure. Thank you. Just having you sing. And by the way, wonderful harmonies over there. Look at that. Look at that. Just slid right in there.
See, it's California.
Yeah, harmonies. That's a high note. I know. I was respecting it. And she's singing it.
Dude,
she's,
I was respecting
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I was respecting it.
We're on the way here singing this morning, and she's like, okay, just one run through. I'm going to make you do this on air.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're like laughing the whole way down, and I'm like, this is, you know, this is where you need the camera, is on the car ride where she's like, la, 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 la. Like, she's being all silly, and I was like, that's Carolina, tails California, somewhere greener, somewhere warmer up in the mountains, down by the ocean where it don't matter, long as we're going somewhere.
I was like, you're chasing the sky, man.
It is high.
I was watching you too.
I appreciate that. You get it. You're chasing the sky. That is up there.
Because when she goes up, you gotta go up too.
But she overshot that note, and we just busted out laughing.
That's so, yeah, you're
so good.
Because
you gotta be good to be that bad.
I'm gonna tell you something. You know, I always like being around you. You have a lot of energy. You make me smile.
It's Jesus, know. Bobby.
You know.
No, well, thank you. Just know, you know where your joy comes from.
Oh, let me mention this real quick. Bigger Than This. You want to hear
it? Oh, if you did. Really?
Yeah.
I wrote this song, and I know that we. Yeah, it's very. It's
put
about
your
God.
On. Yeah.
I wrote this song. I want to tell you real quick if I could, and you can cut me out. Really,
we're
it's
not
all
cut,
in
we're
the
on.
Editing. So, I was just diagnosed with cancer, and I just had had scheduled my first of many surgeries, and so I found out my insurance had lapsed, and then I found out I got some legal papers in the mail, which were not fun, and then I got my tithing check bounced. Not good. I know. Ooh. So it was like one of those days where you want to go to pick up the phone and call the accountant and say, hey, we got to work on this insurance. I just scheduled my first surgery. What do you mean the insurance lapsed? We got to get this done or that my tithing check bounced. So how did that happen? Like, what's going on? I wanted to do that, pick up the phone. And instead of doing that, I was like, no, 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 no. That chaos is where the enemy wants me. Wants me to be weighed down with all the yuck. And so I literally said, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to go out to my back porch and I'm going to, God, you're still good. Like, if you were there when I was received a diagnosis, I did a show and I was like, I just got this diagnosis. Does that mean that God's not good? Does that mean his character has changed? And it doesn't. And so when I went out back and I was just like, Father, you're good and you're faithful and you're merciful. And sometimes we get angry because things don't turn out the way we want them. And then we're like, well, God stinks because he doesn't do what I wanted. But it's always for good. And I know that because I know him. And so I know his character. So I went outside and I was just like worshiping and praising the Lord. And the very next day I dropped my kids off at school, was driving home. And I came up with this song, which is, it starts and it says, I'm not coming from the other side. I'm still in the middle of it. I'm caught up in a raging sea and all the chaos and confusion. I can hardly breathe. The waves come crashing in. The darkness surrounds me. It's so relentless. I feel like I'm drowning. But my God is bigger than this. Like, he is above all of it and sees it all. And that's where I got the song from. And it's just precious to me. It's precious.
My God is bigger than this. Yes. He's bigger than this. My God is bigger than this. His love is greater. My God is bigger than this. He's bigger than this. My God is bigger than this. His love is greater.
Look at you. You got a lot of passion in you.
Can you. Is there a way to fast forward it to the last chorus?
I only have...
Oh, you got little bits. That's me.
Then it ends.
Oh, okay, because after that it goes into a different segment, which just really just talks about all the promises. He is the truth, he is the life, he is the way, the light out of the darkness. My God is bigger than this. He is mighty, he is strong, he is power. Anyways, it goes into a whole different, like, it changes, the groove changes, and it got the big choir in there singing.
I never want to play a clip if you're going to sing them. I will never play a clip again. You can come in and sing the songs.
I'll sing anything for you, Bobby. I do it all day long.
Well, listen, it is a pleasure to see you again.
Thanks, good to see you. Yeah. Thanks for having us.
Yes. Jody Messina, follow her on Instagram, at Jody Messina. You have your own name. That's a treat. It's hard. I don't have mine.
What are you?
Mr. Bobby Bones.
So everyone's like, oh, he thinks he should be called.
I know.
It's like, no, really, we just checked the letter.
Somebody stole Bobby Bones.
That's all that was available.
And playing CMA Fest June 7th, Nissan Stadium.
Whoop, whoop.
And I guess I'll see you then. Probably the next time we see each other.
Yes. I hope I see you. Are you emceeing? What are you doing there? You going to be hanging backstage?
Can't really say yet.
Okay. You're going to be singing background with Angela.
Yes, Angela and I are going to be.
Hey, Carolina, Tim. Yeah. That's how I can get you in. She's like, can I go?
That is it. But I will see you. I will see you.
Okay. All right.
And I'm going to have barbecue. And I'm going to pay for it.
Honey fire.
And I'm going to tip like crazy, okay? All that's happening.
Oh.
All right. Jody Messina, everybody. Jody, good to see you.
Bobby Bones. Come on.
They arrested a parrot.
For what?
Oh my gosh, talking too much.
Oh, did it know? Ooh.
Did you know something? It said something bad?
Well, they were using this parrot as they were selling drugs.
Oh.
Yeah. And so they went and finally arrested the parrot.
The parrot didn't do anything wrong.
A parrot has been taken into custody following a police raid targeting crack dealers. The bird had been taught to alert criminals to police operations in a low-income community.
That's not fair.
Mom, the police! The parrot would shout.
I love it. He's a snitch. It's the best.
One officer said he must have been trained for this. As soon as the police got close, he started shouting, Mom, it's the police!
Popo!
Mom, the police! And so they arrested the parrot. They took it into...
That's funny.
Wow.
Yep. How about that?
Well, it already lives life locked up.
Oh, good point, I guess.
It didn't know the difference.
It's just now the police station cell. Mascot, yeah.
A little flashback Friday for you right now. And this is fun for me. I like to look back.
Flashback Friday!
We're looking back at things that happened on this day 12 years ago in 2007. Amy, where were you in 2007?
Working with you.
Yeah?
Yeah. I was newly married, but still living in Austin. With my mom, because my husband was probably in Afghanistan, and I was doing the show with you in Austin. Yeah, that's where I was.
I think I had just started syndicating the show. Like, I'd taken...
Wichita.
Like, any money that I had at all, which was not much. And I was paying for a producer out of my own pocket and had kind of created this use of a technology, and we were just in Wichita, Kansas. And that's what launched the show, was me being in Austin and getting Wichita, the show for free. And that's why I'm so like loyal to Wichita, because they were the first show to make us number one. And then people said, "Oh, this show can actually do well outside of Austin, Texas." And then that's where I was. On 2007, the biggest country song on this day was Carrie Underwood, "Wasted."
I don't wanna spend my life jaded.
Do you know this one?
I do.
So wake up one day and find.
Oh, you know it really well. Sing it wonderful.
Go.
Wasted.
Wow, wow. Yeah. On this day in 2007, the biggest pop song was Give It To Me, Timbaland featuring Nelly Furtado and Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
This is a jam. You know this one?
This is what we were playing, yeah.
Good. On this day in 2007, the biggest thing in pop culture, a videotape of a drunk David Hasselhoff sitting on the floor eating a hamburger.
Oh, I remember that. Doing this in the Hollywood Skinny.
Shirtless and in jeans is aired by The Insider. Yeah, it made him super famous again, though, to be fair. Not a good, I felt bad for him.
Oh,
but.
It felt so
Dad,
bad.
Dad, you need to promise me you're not going to get alcohol tonight, okay?
What?
You need to promise me you're not going to get alcohol tonight.
Why?
Okay? Because if you get alcohol tonight, you're fired from your show tomorrow. And the doctor is coming over here in the morning to check your alcohol level. And if you have any alcohol in your system, you're going to be fired from the show. Tomorrow.
That stinks.
You hear me?
That's tough to hear, too.
His daughter, I know, it's hard.
Yeah. Ugh. That feels a bit familiar, too, because my mom was, you know, had struggles like that, too. And I'd be like, come on, get up. You hadn't heard that in a long time. That is kind of, woof, that's tough. Yeah, the footage was part of a home video shot by a 16-year-old daughter. Desperate to show the effects of drinking to her alcoholic father. That made him super famous again, though. I mean, that was all over everything.
Yeah.
Not that that's a good thing. I'm just saying that's kind of why he kind of reemerged was that video.
And I remember laughing at that when I was younger.
That's me too. That's why I feel so bad right now.
It's crazy.
Because that's not funny.
Now we're like, that's terrible.
Yeah. Blah. Well, there you go. That's happened on this day in 2007. And for your enjoyment, here's Amy singing Carrie Underwood Wasted one final time.
Jaded. Hold on.
Yeah, you'll hire him.
Fine. All the years go by. Wasted.
There she is. Yeah. All right, I'm going to play
Sorry,
this.
Sorry, the only word I know is wasted.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So shout out to this teenager named Cole. He was born with cystic fibrosis, so he's been in and out of the hospital. And most recently, he had to go in for some treatment that kept him there for a while. And on his last day, he wanted to do something special to thank the nurses and staff for taking good care of him. And that's when the idea for a pizza party popped in his head. But I mean, he's a kid. He's in the hospital. He didn't have money for that. So he got some paint and wrote a message on the upper floor window of the hospital that said, all caps, send pizza to 8 South Room 14. And it worked. Like 18 pizzas showed up, sent by strangers who saw his sign, and he was able to throw a pizza party for the staff.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's really cool.
I know.
Shout out to those people who did that too. That's so cool. Such a good idea. Well, how old was the kid? Did it say
he's
in the story?
18.
He's 18?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a smart idea. He's an adult. That's good, though. Good story.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, Brooklyn in New York. How are you?
Well, I'm Brooklyn. I'm from Brooklyn, New York. I live in Nashville now.
Oh, what's your name?
Yes, my name is Damien.
Oh, Damien. What's up, buddy?
I just want to thank you so much for making my NFL experience that much greater. You came down, gave me a fist bump, and complimented me on my shoes. That made my night, and you did that in front of my wife. You made me look like a king last night.
Oh. Well, I appreciate that. Did you stay dry last night?
I did. I bought a few ponchos for me and the wife, and it was a great time last night just seeing you walking down the street, and you gave me the fist bump and complimented me on my shoes. I had a great time last night.
All right. Well, good. You going out tonight or no?
I'm definitely going out tonight. We got some more picks. I am a New York Giants fan. I'm sorry, Eddie. I know you like the Cowboys, but... Yes, we're going to take it this year.
Well, I appreciate you calling. Good to meet you, bud.
Good to meet you. Thank you.
There you go. So this is a song from Pink with Chris Stapleton, which is called Love Me Anyway. And after I asked you guys if you knew about it, Morgan number two goes, I talked about it in the skinny, guys.
Yeah, we must have zoned out. Oh.
It happens.
Yeah. Amy knows that story. When
yeah,
Amy's
it's
skinny.
The truth.
Here we go.
Could you
love me anyway,
you.
Pink song.
It's very pretty.
Could you?
Yeah, I'm kind of into that. It's my style of music too. Slow, sad, maybe. Stapleton, all
yeah.
that. I love piano.
Even if you see my scars, even if I break your heart.
Now what a jam.
We're a million miles apart. Do you think you'd walk away if I get lost in
That's new Pink called Love Me Anyway.
Even if I lose my voice, flirt with all the other boys, what would you say? Could you?
Oh man, I'm saving that one right now. I'm into it.
That's good.
Do you know the song? And I'm going to bring her in Monday to play because this song is so good. This girl, Ingrid Andress, and I've got all my friends listening to it. She has a song called Ladylike.
But I'm a ladylike, whoa, I could bring it to your knees and get you kicked out the Garden of Eden.
I mean, she is so good. Let's see, how about, I got some calls here. This is Haley in Louisiana. Hi, Haley.
Hey.
What's happening? What do you want to say?
I was just calling to tell you thank you. Yesterday, my mother-in-law was at the NFL draft, and she made her way all through that crowd just for me because I told her if she saw you to get a picture, and you even did like a little silly video and everything, and I thought it was really cool, so thanks.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome. I was talking with one of these guys from out of town that come in for ESPN, and they're like, hey, you actually, like, people come up to you like they're your friend, but then you realize you've never met them before. I'm like, hey, that's all I have, meaning, like, that's how we became a thing. Like, we're like the people. And he's like, you don't mind talking to people? I was like, mind? That's how I pay my mortgage. Like, I am one of the people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's fun when, like, New York and L.A. people come in town and they, like, see how the normal world operates. And it's just like, hang with people. Talk
with
people.
That's a good way of putting it.
Yeah, because they're like, you just take pictures, right? And I'm like, yeah.
We're people.
And I'm happy to do it. Are you kidding me? We wouldn't get to do this show if it wasn't for how awesome our listeners were. Hey, Steven in Virginia Beach, you're on.
Hey, how you doing, Bobby?
Good, bud. What's up?
Hey, I just wanted to thank you for being genuine and just so appreciative of all your fans because we appreciate you very much. My wife and I had the opportunity to run into you at the Westin after one of your shows at the Sadler Center. And it was just a breath of fresh air to see how genuine you are and just makes us more even bigger fans than we were.
So oh, thanks.
I just wanted to thank you.
So what was I finished a show and then was going back to the hotel? Is that what it was?
No, we actually were checking out at the same time, and then you and actually at the time it was Lindsay L. Is that who I think you were dating at the time? But you guys were both there, and you were just like, "Hey, you want to get on Instagram?" And you took some photos, and we hung out. It was awesome. It was like the coolest thing ever.
Well, let me be honest with you. These last few calls made me sound like a real treat. I'm not that much of a treat. I'm only like a mild treat. You think I was the greatest guy? That's cool of you, Steven. I appreciate that. That must have been a bit ago if it was Lindsay and I. Or was it? Ooh. No, I'm not even kidding. Oh. I'm just kidding. I'm not even starting
that. Oh, man.
I'm just playing. Thanks, bud. All right. Lunchbox, how was the draft for you last night?
I thought it was pretty cool. I didn't watch as much as I wanted to. I wanted to go down to it, but I only had access to some fan zone.
I thought you had like a press credential.
Yeah, so did I, but I guess it was just a fan zone where I could go run the 40-yard dash and throw some footballs in a little tube or something, and I was like, really? That's all I got? So I watched it on the couch.
So you went back home?
Yeah.
Raymond, did you go to the draft?
No, I had production work to do.
Okay.
I mean, how terrible they give me fan zone. I mean, I am a bonafide media member, and I get fan zoned.
Bonafide.
What does that mean?
Like, real deal?
Yeah. But...
I mean, I don't think I'm a real deal media member, to be honest with you.
But Lunchbox is. But
yeah, like, I look on the back, and it's like, here's a draft and fan zone. It's, like, way across city. I'm like, okay, like, thanks a lot, guys.
How about be grateful that they let you get in the fan zone? Not everybody got to be in the fan zone.
Yeah, some people would love that.
Some people got in the rain zone.
How about that lesson?
Yeah.
Well, when you think you're going to be sitting with Kyler Murray at his little table.
I told you weren't going to be sitting with the players.
But you didn't know that? You didn't know
I did. I the NFL put me basically through a blood test. I was the hardest I've ever been vetted for anything, to be near the players. And then
they give you a pass, like, you're free to go with the players. Like, that's not going to happen.
Well, they vetted me. I applied. Okay. I mean, Eddie got vetted and he got rejected.
I got denied.
But so that means they vetted whatever.
Oh, Eddie, you didn't even make fan zone?
No, no fan zone for me.
Oh.
Well, sorry about that. Your daughter's 12th birthday was yesterday, huh?
Yeah.
And I know you don't want to talk about it on the air because you don't want to ruin the surprise. So what did you do?
Well, we picked him up from school, which they knew we were picking him up, but we totally said, we're just picking you up. It's going to be a normal day. We've got music lessons, tutoring, whatever. So went in, got him, got in the car, still acted like that's what we were doing. And then we were like, just kidding, we're going roller skating and then whatever else y'all want to do for dinner and whatnot. And she put both of her arms up in the air like a champion and was like, yes! Like, I have never seen her that excited for something just so simple. But so it was like pure joy. And we get in the car and we drive like 25, the roller rink is like 25, 30 minutes from their school. And we get there and we pull up and we're like, wow, we're going to have this place all to ourselves. The parking lot is empty. Like, we're going to be able to skate. No. And we roll up and the roller skating rink is closed. Oh. And it's like 2:00.
Oh. On a Thursday, which makes sense.
Yeah. So then we check the times. Well, I know, but I didn't think to call ahead.
But why would, just being devil's advocate here, kind of.
In the summer.
But why would a roller skating rink on April 25th be open on a Thursday at 2 p.m.? There's not enough people to keep it open.
I don't know. Yeah. So in fine print on the door, it says it does open at 5:00. Well, it's 2:00 and we're in a part of town, like another little town next door. Like, we don't even live near here. So I'm like, okay, what can we do to kill time for 3 hours? Because she's going to get to roller skate on her birthday. She was so excited. So then we went to a trampoline park nearby and we jumped for like 2 hours. And then we made our way back to the roller skating rink and we were like, open, open, open. And then we skated. So we ended up getting like 2 fun kid activities in. It was quite the day.
She was happy?
Oh yeah, she was thrilled. Obviously, yes, because she got to jump. And then we got home, we had ice cream cake and all the things. And she got her presents, which her like gift was a watch that's a phone.
Oh yeah, she got a phone finally?
Well, she has to have it, so yeah.
Why don't you get her a phone?
No, she's not ready for that.
Oh. All right. One day, when she's 18, you're like Eddie, just getting your kids adult phones. Kim in Wichita, hello.
Hi. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my God. I cannot believe it. I just want to let you know that because of you, this was the first time I have ever watched the NFL draft last night.
Oh, thanks.
Yep, everybody thought I was absolutely crazy because I was in a pub having a beer, and I saw you on TV before your name came on the screen, and I yelled your name.
Well, thank you. You know what? We're all nutty together, so I appreciate that.
I'm the queen of that.
Yeah, well, I'm the king, and I guess we're married.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Hey, thank you for that. That's really cool, and thanks for listening. How long have you been a listener in Wichita?
How long have I been in Wichita?
Been a listener, in Wichita.
About a year.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry, but I've read your books. And
why would you be sorry? Is there a rule you have to listen more than a year for us to be cool?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Well, listen, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Hope you have a great weekend. And yeah, good. Thanks. Hey, who's seeing Endgame this weekend?
Me.
Eddie's seeing Avengers.
Yep,
we talked about
tomorrow.
That earlier. Anyone, Mike D's seeing it. Anyone else decide they're going to see it? Anyone gets to get tickets? I would go if I could.
Yeah, I can't.
Because you're leaving town?
Yep.
You have to work, right?
It's over 3 hours long.
Correct. Whoa!
3 hours.
It's getting great reviews, though, huh?
Yeah.
It is getting great reviews? Yeah. Yeah, it's over 3. There are, like, certain places they said take a pee break.
Oh.
Without missing anything.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Bobby Bone, come on. It's so hard to say goodbye to another week. How about that? Is that good or no?
It's pretty good.
Thank you. Mom hit a lottery $78,000 jackpot because she forgot how old her kid was.
Huh.
You know how you pick on years and dates and stuff?
Yeah.
She won $78,000 because she forgot how old one of her kids was and played the wrong number.
Ugh.
Oh, wow.
Congrats.
One of her kids recently turned 20, but she forgot. She used 19 as one of her numbers, and that's what hit $78,000.
Wow.
Congratulations to her. Da, da, da. Wrapping it up for the week. Amy, what's going on today or this weekend?
Today's kind of a normal Friday. We got soccer practice tonight, but then I head to D.C. in the morning. going to be in an adoption gala there. And then I'll come home back home on Sunday. What about you?
I have the NFL draft round two tonight. So another night. Hopefully it won't rain. It's the goal. Yeah. I don't think it's going to rain though, right?
No. I checked the weather. I think
that's
you're good.
So I'll do a bit on ESPN and then we'll go to ABC and do night number two there. Then I fly back to American Idol tomorrow for the show Sunday. It's Queen, and then it's movie duets.
Ooh.
So it's two different sets of singing, and we're at the top eight at this point. Right? Eight or six?
I think eight, too.
And then I do some photo shoots and stuff on Monday for another project and come back either Tuesday or... I mean, I'll be here on the air, but I don't know. I'm tired. I don't even know what city I'm in sometimes.
May 19th
is the American Idol finale.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to take a vacation of only having two jobs.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Lunchbox, what's up?
I'm going to a charity fundraiser for melanoma research called Meredith's Mission. So I got that tomorrow night. And besides that, I'll be watching the draft and watching sports.
Well, everyone, you could be anywhere in the world, but you're here with us, and we appreciate that. Hope you have a great weekend. I'm on Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones, Mr. Bobby Bones. Don't forget the Raging Idiots. Eddie and myself have a new song called Jesus Knows, and we hope you check it out. Let's do it. Maybe play it at church. That would be the goal, right?
That would be nice. Yeah.
Play it at church so we can have your pastor play it over the PA.
I feel like a lot of youth pastors would play it for their youth group for sure.
Yeah.
Or senior pastors.
Yeah.
For their congregation.
For the elder. Or baby pastors.
For the infants.
Jesus knows.
No, the pastors that are babies.
Oh.
When you run a red light at 2 a.m.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Jesus knows.
When you fill your water cup with soda,
nothing gets past him.
That was live in Boston. There you go. Jesus knows. Thank you. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday.
Get your Bobby Bones on.